U.S. Army reviewing Apache helicopter flyby at Kid Rock's estate. By Breitbart News on March 31, 2026. UPI, the U.S. Army said Monday that it has launched an administrative review after Apache helicopters were filmed performing a flyby of musician Kid Rock's Nashville estate over the weekend. Rock, whose real name is Robert James Ritchie, is an ally of President Donald Trump and has made several appearances in support of the commander-in-chief during his second term. On Saturday, Rock published a pair of videos to social media showing a pair of Apache helicopters flying by and hovering near his Nashville estate that he has dubbed the Southern White House. In one video, Rock is seen saluting one of the helicopters before raising his right fist into the air. In the second video, he is seen cheering on the aircraft. "This is a level of respect that, expletive, for brains governor of California will never know," Rock said in the caption accompanying the videos. "God bless America and all those who have made the ultimate sacrifice to defend her." Major Jonathan Bless, a spokesperson for the 101st Airborne Division, which is based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, located about 60 miles north of Nashville, said in a statement that the Army was aware of the videos and has launched a review into the incident, The Hill and the New York Times reported. "Army aviators must adhere to strict safety standards, professionalism and established flight regulations," Bless said. "An administrative review is underway to assess the mission and verify compliance with regulations and airspace requirements." Bless added, without specifying, that appropriate action will be taken if violations are found. Rock has been a vocal supporter of Trump for years, endorsing the New York real estate mogul during his first White House run in 2016. Since Trump's re-election, Rock has appeared at the White House and recently in a Health and Human Services promotional video working out bare-chested with HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Rock has also repeatedly defended Trump against critics, notably sparring online with California Governor Gavin Newsom, a potential Democratic presidential candidate in 2028. Newsom's office responded online to Rock's videos with three words: waste, fraud, abuse.